Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, November 28th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Cane Hill. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve into fascinating historical events and discuss their impact on today's world. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're journeying back to the 19th century to explore the intriguing Battle of Cane Hill. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into this riveting tale of strategy, bravery, and historical significance. The Battle of Cane Hill took place on November 28, 1862, during the American Civil War. It was an integral part of the Trans-Mississippi Theater, a less talked about but critically important region spanning the western parts of the Confederate and Union states. This battle is not only an important historical event, but also highlights themes of leadership, strategy, and the fog of war that are still relevant today. Now, picture this. It's late November in Arkansas. The leaves are turning from shades of green to earthy browns and deep reds. The air is crisp, carrying the weight of uncertainty. Major General Thomas C. Hindman of the Confederate Army attempts to reclaim northwestern Arkansas, drawing Union General James G. Blunt into a strategic showdown at Cane Hill. Isn't it fascinating to see how the flow of history can hinge on such specific actions and locales? Here's where things get really interesting. This battle was characterized not by sheer numbers or brute force, but by cunning strategy and surprise maneuvers. General Blunt, driven by an urge to neutralize the Confederate threat in northwestern Arkansas, made a bold move. He realized that speed and surprise were his greatest assets. Imagine a game of high-stakes chess being played across miles of rugged terrain with unconventional rules. His forces rapidly advanced toward Cane Hill to preemptively strike Hindman's troops, capturing the high ground before their Confederate adversaries could fully organize. What's particularly captivating about this encounter is not just the clash of armies, but the acumen displayed by these leaders. As our listeners might know, in scenarios where resources are limited, leadership and adaptability become essential tools for victory. And indeed, Blunt's rapid advance was successful. By the afternoon of November 28th, his forces had driven Hindman's men into a tactical retreat. But here's something to ponder. How does the dynamic of warfare translate to modern contexts? Consider this. In today's business or political landscapes, leaders often face resource constraints and must navigate complexities with limited information, much like generals in the heat of battle. Are there lessons from Blunt's decisive actions that could apply to navigating today's challenges? It begs the question, what does it take to be a great leader when the odds are stacked against you? Returning to our story, both Union and Confederate forces engaged in fierce skirmishes that tested the limits of their endurance and resolve. Cane Hill, with its daring initiative and territorial maneuvering, stands as a testament to the unpredictability of warfare. The Union's tactical advantage, thanks to General Blunt's swiftness, led to a Confederate withdrawal, setting the stage for later clashes. Think about it. How different would things be if Hindman anticipated Blunt's strategic movements? This brings us into the realm of what-if scenarios, which highlight the delicate balance that decisions hold in shaping the future. History, after all, is written not just by the victors, but by the series of choices that chart the path to victory or defeat. Interestingly, despite Confederate setbacks, the Battle of Cane Hill leads directly into a larger and more decisive encounter just a few days later, the Battle of Prairie Grove. The Union's success at Cane Hill provided a psychological edge and territorial positioning that would prove crucial in subsequent engagements. As we weave through the tapestry of this Civil War narrative, it's clear that each skirmish, each tactical decision, not only defined the immediate battle outcomes, but also echo through the corridors of time, illustrating the complex interplay of chance and decision-making. Before we wrap up, let's consider this. What if we placed ourselves in 1862? Given the technology and resources of the time, how would we have approached such a complex and multifaceted conflict? Could reflecting on these strategies help us make better decisions today? For today's call to action, I encourage you, our inquisitive listeners, to explore more about the Trans-Mississippi Theater and the various leaders whose decisions and strategies shaped its outcomes. How can understanding these historical conflicts offer perspective on modern-day strategy and leadership? Perhaps in examining the past, we can better navigate the complexities of our present and future. That's it for today's episode of Wikipedia. Remember, history offers us not just facts, but insights into the timeless nature of human conflict and cooperation. I hope today's exploration of the Battle of Cane Hill sparks new thoughts and conversations in your world. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and always stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of Cane Hill. Thanks for listening. See you next time.